From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Friday, January 9th at 8:54, and we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. It's great to be here. An early trade, pretty mixed trade here. March corn down a penny and a half at 4.44 and a half. March soybeans up a nickel, 5 cents at 10.66 and a quarter. And March Chicago SRW wheat down a penny and three quarters at 5.16 and a quarter. Looking at outside markets, Dow Jones last check up 55 points at 49,321. And February WTI oil up $1.27 at 59.03. The big focus here moving forward is the huge data dump we're going to expect to see on Monday at 11 a.m. January 12th. For a WASD monthly update from the USDA, and also going to see quarterly stocks on hand as of December 1st. More on that in a second. Headlines here today, the Supreme Court is expected to issue some sort of ruling today on the Trump tariffs, far-reaching tariffs, of course, that we've all come to know the last year or so. And the Trump administration is bracing for that ruling as they test the legality of some of these far-reaching tariffs. It's not clear if there will be a final ruling released today or if that will be challenged. More on that moving forward, but would be a pretty big blow to the arsenal of the current administration if they took away some of the presidential powers in that regard. USDA did announce a flash sale this morning, 7.2 million bushels of soybeans to unknown. Anytime we see unknown on these 8 a.m. flash sales, we automatically think, is that potentially China, perhaps? Most in the trade believe China has bought 10 to 11 million metric tons of the U.S. pledge telegraph, 12 million metric tons that President Xi pledged to the United States. And I think that's kind of expected and the given. The bigger question is, can they achieve what they did last year, closer to 24 million metric tons? That's probably the bigger question in the room. And that leads right into this USDA report on Monday. Will the USDA change anything on soybean exports? Because we are behind pace as of present. So is our demand overstated is basically the question. Some key stats to be looking for on Monday. The quarterly stocks on hand as of December 1st, so that is a month old. That's how that data comes in. It's a one-month lag. 12.96 billion bushels of corn, December 1st stocks. And then December 1st stocks, trades expecting 3.25 billion bushels of soybeans as well. Trade estimates the U.S. corn yield at 184 bushel to the acre for a national yield, soybean national yield 52.7, and that would ultimately lead to a U.S. corn carryout expectation just shy of 2 billion, 1.972 billion bushel U.S. corn carryout, soybean 292 million bushel carryout, Brazilian soybean production 176.4 million metric tons. There's definitely some private estimates higher than that into the 180s. It's just unbelievable how much that crop has grown as they've added planted acres in Brazil. And Brazil corn production, 132.5 million metric tons. So it's going to be a major, major data dump on Monday, as I said. So get those offers ready, get prepared. It's gonna have some serious volatility, no question, on Monday. Moving forward, we have till March 15th to make your ARC and PLC election at your local FSA office. There's been lots of changes with reference prices and also ARC county guarantees. Used to be an 86% factor. Now it's a 90% factor. So basically these countercyclical safety nets from Title I have really improved from the Big Beautiful Bill. So you're going to want to make sure to study that with your trust advisor and make your election again by March 15th at the USDA. And that's for 2026, Kimberly. 2025, that election was made a year ago, but since they changed the rules on the Big Beautiful Bill, you're going to get the higher of the two either way. And some of those forecasts are pretty impressive of how those could pay. But reminder, it doesn't pay until October of 2026. So it's kind of a cash flow issue here, as you know, farm economy is tight, but there's some helpful things down the road. It's just continually around the corner. It's just hanging on until those things arrive. Like you mentioned earlier, Illini play at Iowa Sunday at 11 a.m. Kind of an interesting game. People are going to get out of church and go to the game. So hopefully the Illini are awake for that one, Kimberly, and hope everyone has a great weekend.
Thanks so much, Danny. And yes, the Fighting Illini women's basketball team also plays on Sunday at 2 p.m. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be cloudy and windy with a high of 49 degrees, west wind gusting up to 45 miles per hour. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.